Your time and expertise are valuable, making Focus one of the most important resources to have at work. These days, professionals spend nearly half the work week on written communication, and it can be difficult to stay on task with all the emails and documents you have to get through. With Grammarly as your AI writing partner, you can stay focused and quickly get through your work with relevant real-time suggestions wherever you write. It works across 500,000 apps and websites, so it can help with everything, from brainstorming presentation ideas to sounding more confident and persuasive in emails and reports. For 15 years, Grammarly has offered best-in-class communication support and enterprise-grade security on a business model that doesn't sell your data. 93% of professionals report that Grammarly helps them get more work done. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
I apologize that I did not get this out immediately after the game. I was working today doing the post-game show for Mully because Mully had the day off. But I'm here now. I am here now. And I'm not going to hold you too long. That was incredibly disappointing. And I imagine really upsetting. Like, I've been watching since I got home. I've been watching videos of people who were at the game, folks that recorded the final kick. Shout out to the homie Jenna Duddleston, who's a really great follow, and you should follow her. Very talented young lady. She was at the game today, just perplexed with that look on the face of like what just happened. And I feel like when we're watching the Bears this year, we are feeling that too much. What just happened? How did that happen? Why did that happen? That stuff keeps happening to the Bears. And it's like figuring out why it keeps happening is, are we looking for the whys? Yeah, we're looking for the whys in some of this. It's like, I want to be encouraged because I thought there was a lot of good stuff that happened inside of this. I thought that all of the things that everyone was looking for, every analyst, every fan, every ex-player, any of the reporters that have been reporting on the issues with the Bears, they've all said, hey, we got to see if this offense can do a better job of getting the ball out faster and making it so that Caleb Williams isn't a sitting duck. Will the offense have more flow if he gets the ball out faster? And I think the answer to that is absolutely. Things look better. Like, things look better from an offensive standpoint for the Bears inside of this game. Even with that, though, they still only scored 19 points. And that part, you have to, like, put that in bold and then underline it a couple times. There were still only 19 points that were scored. To me, it's a step forward. It's progress. But we have gotten to the place where we're just kind of grading the Bears on a curve. And they are very comfortable in that place. They grade themselves on a curve all the time. I was watching the game with Patrick Manley and Olin Krutz. And those guys couldn't have been happier at what they were seeing. They were seeing a more decisive quarterback. They were seeing plays that connected to each other and made sense. They were seeing the Bears offense actually move and flow. And then you get to the end of it and you have the defense not win. You have a choice by Matt Eberflus to not go for the kill shot. Like that fourth and three was the kill shot. And I think other coaches in a similar situation would have probably said, you know what? We got a chance to end the game right here. We can pick up this first down. We can bleed this clock out and we can win the game. They chose to punt and pen. They love to punt and pen. And here's the thing. Torrey Taylor has not been a problem this year, but in the moment when you needed him to have a big kick, he didn't. He kind of line drive kicked it. And yeah, it was fielded at the five, but it was a very returnable kick. And it put Green Bay in a position to have some confidence instead of being backed up against their own goal line. 75 seconds later, they were right there. They scored the touchdown. And I felt like they left too much time. I also felt like Matt LaFleur made a mistake in challenging the Jordan Love touchdown, that it was okay if the ball was at the one first and goal. You got four cracks to get it into the end zone, and you can bleed a little bit of clock or force the Bears to use their timeouts. But it worked out for them. The Bears get the ball back, and the offense had been crackling a little bit. You move it down the field, and you think, okay, here's your chance. Cairo Santos has been pretty much money. And you wonder about that, those 32 seconds between the first play that they ran and calling their timeout. And if those extra couple of yards that maybe they get on another play changes the fortune of the game, and we're all celebrating the Bears winning against Green Bay. It didn't work out that way. Rich Bisaccia, who is the special teams coordinator for Green Bay, felt like he saw a weakness in the Bears kicking game, and his guys took advantage of it. And they blocked the kick, and it's heartbreaking. And that's what I want to spend. I'll do some more dissection tomorrow. But I want to spend a little bit of time in that space, that this was heartbreaking. Like, all week long, people have been trying to figure out whether or not the Bears could win the game. And obviously, when you look at the spread, they made the game a lot closer than most people did. Even though Green Bay was able to come out with this game, be victorious in it, I felt like the Bears' offense had a stranglehold on this game for a long time.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, "Happy Friday!" Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
They felt like they were in control of it, and it just doesn't work. You get all those things, and then something happens. Like, most of the games, and I said this on post game, most of the games in the NFL are within 9 points. That's how the league is designed. It's a parity league. Like, no one's supposed to, like, look at Kansas City, and look at what their games have been all season long. They've been these close games, but the close games are the ones that the good teams tend to win, and the Bears continue to lose. And I guess it all depends on, like, what your perspective is on the season itself. I'm not one to give up on seasons very lightly. I don't like that we live in a space where fans have become all about tanking seasons and throwing seasons away. and look at all the seasons that you've thrown away over the last 5 years with the hope of a better day. And this was supposed to be one of those moments where you had the better day. And you were like, see, this is the whole reason that you went through all the losing and stuff. I thought that their offense looked really good. And I thought that Thomas Brown did some cool stuff with their offense. And Caleb even said, hey, we got the plays in faster. Let's see what it looks like against Minnesota and their style of defense and what they like to do. But I feel terrible for fans of this team that have been sitting here watching the franchise tank one season and maybe waste two more by having the wrong head coach. And I know that he's going to look at this and he's going to try to spin everything positively, and that's cool. I usually operate from a position of being positive over being negative, so I understand that to an extent. But these are the games that really, like, these are the shove the knife in type games, you know, where you just feel horrible. And I know that there are a lot of people who, whether you are subscriber to the pod or you're someone who listens to the radio show, I know that a bunch of you have neighbors that are just relentless. You know, that there are people who are fans of Green Bay that are just relentless when it comes to this. And it hurts. Dustin sent me a note today that this is the longest win streak inside of the rivalry. It's also the longest win streak one team has over the other in the NFL right now. And that's not what anyone wants. And their quarterback, man, he has got some, what did Dan Orlovsky say? He's got some fudget throws that he makes. And he hit two of them today. That ball that he threw into double coverage that Christian Watson was able to catch, that ball should have never been thrown. But yet, here they are, yet again. Here's another Packers quarterback whose whole existence seems to be to make your existence awful. And even when the Bears do, get a turnover in the red zone, get a turnover on downs in the red zone, they still found a way to lose the game. So I guess the question is this year just about development of the quarterback, or is this year about winning? And how you answer that question will kind of determine what you want the adventure to be for the Bears going forward. Because if you allow for them to say, well, it's only about the development of the quarterback, are you certain that you have the right guy developing the quarterback? Because we went through this before, and I don't think that he got the most out of the last quarterback. And if you fall into the trap of, well, this year didn't mean anything, and these losses don't mean anything, then you're going to end up right back here next year with that guy as your head coach, because they're going to think that they have a mandate of, oh, well, this year, we just blew this year off. We're just going to write this year off because, hey, man, we were just developing the quarterback. You know what the problem is that the development of the quarterback is still under review. The development of the head coach, I think the jury's in, y'all. When it comes to winning close games, Matt Eberflus struggles, and it's not just because of talent. It's because of approach. And my hope is that that is recognized by the powers that be over at the Bears. But who knows? Who knows? I'll have more in the morning. Shout out to Remy Martin. They sponsor this thing. We love Remy Martin. I think I'm going to go have a Remy Martin right now. A little Remy Martin and ginger beer seems like a good idea to wind down on a Sunday night. I know it's not my place to apologize for the Bears, but I'm sorry that you're going through this. Real talk. I'll talk to you in the morning, all right? Peace.
Your time and expertise are valuable, making Focus one of the most important resources to have at work. These days, professionals spend nearly half the work week on written communication, and it can be difficult to stay on task with all the emails and documents you have to get through. With Grammarly as your AI writing partner, you can stay focused and quickly get through your work with relevant real-time suggestions wherever you write. It works across 500,000 apps and websites, so it can help with everything, from brainstorming presentation ideas to sounding more confident and persuasive in emails and reports. For 15 years, Grammarly has offered best-in-class communication support and enterprise-grade security on a business model that doesn't sell your data. 93% of professionals report that Grammarly helps them get more work done. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, "Happy Friday!" Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.